Hello, and welcome to another episode of Energy Insights, where we break down the complexities of energy, sustainability, and the future of our planet. I'm your host, Abby Thorson, and today we're tackling some big questions that are at the heart of America's energy future. Specifically, we'll be looking at what the current state of our energy consumption is, what the cost and benefits are of fossil fuels, nuclear energy, and renewables. And should the government invest in renewable energy, or should we leave it to the market to figure it out? So grab a seat and get ready to dive into these crucial conversations about the future of energy in the United States. Let's start by talking about what energy the United States consumes and where it comes from. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the United States consumes a huge amount of energy, around 100 quadrillion British thermal units annually. To put that into perspective, that's equivalent to about 1 trillion kilowatts of electricity, which is enough to power every home, business, and factory in the country for several years. Now, let's break it down by energy sources. As of recent data, about 80% of the United States' energy comes from non-renewable sources, primarily fossil fuels like coal, natural gas, and oil. In fact, natural gas is currently the biggest contributor to the United States' electricity generation, making up about 40% of total electricity production. Coal, while it's been on a steady decline due to environmental concerns and cheaper alternatives, still accounts for around 20% of electricity generation. But what about renewables? That's where things are starting to shift. Renewable energy sources like wind, solar, and hydropower make up around 20% of the nation's electricity generation. And within this, wind and solar have been growing the fastest, with solar alone accounting for nearly 3% of the energy mix and wind around 9%. And there's nuclear energy, which, while controversial to some, still makes up about 20% of U.S. electricity generation. Nuclear is a consistent, non-carbon emitting energy source, but it comes with its own sets of challenges, which we'll get into later. Now that we have a sense of where our energy is coming from, let's dive deeper into the costs and benefits of each of these energy sources: fossil fuels, nuclear, and renewables. Let's start with fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas, have been the backbone of the U.S. energy system for over a century. The benefits of fossil fuels are pretty clear. They've been reliable, they've driven industrial growth, and they've powered the modern world. Coal, natural gas, and oil are energy dense, which means they can produce a lot of energy in a small amount of space. They also allow for flexibility, as fossil fuels plants can quickly adjust output to meet demand. But there are significant costs to using fossil fuels. Environmental impact is the biggest one. The burning of fossil fuels releases greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, which contributes to global warming and climate change. Not to mention the environmental destruction caused by extraction methods like coal mining or oil drilling. Additionally, fossil fuels extraction and refinement are subject to price volatility. As we saw with oil prices, geopolitical events and market dynamics can set prices skyrocketing. Next up is nuclear energy, often seen as the clean but controversial alternative. The main benefit of nuclear energy is that it is a carbon-free source of energy. Unlike fossil fuels, nuclear plants do not emit CO2 during energy generation. It's a very efficient source of power, producing large amounts of electricity from a small amount of fuel. Plus, nuclear plants operate around the clock, providing a stable and continuous source of energy, which is crucial for grid reliability. But nuclear energy has significant costs too. The initial construction cost of nuclear plants is extremely high, and they can take years, even decades, to build. Another major issue is nuclear waste. There is still no perfect solution for storing radioactive waste long term. And of course, there's risk of nuclear accidents, like the infamous disaster at Chernobyl and Fukushima, which can have a devastating environmental and human cost. Now let's move on to renewable energy. The benefits of renewables like solar, wind, and hydropower are perhaps the most talked about in today's energy discussions. The biggest benefit of renewable energy is that it is clean. Solar and wind don't produce any emissions, and hydropower has very low emissions relative to fossil fuels. These energy sources also rely on abundant, free resources, the sun, wind, and water, unlike fossil fuels, which we don't need to worry about running out of them. However, renewable energy comes with its own sets of challenges. One major cost is that these sources are often intermittent, meaning the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. This variability can make it difficult to rely on renewables 100% of the time. Storage technologies like batteries are improving, but they still don't fully solve this issue. Plus, the infrastructure needed to harness, store, and transmit renewable energy can be expensive. But with advancements in energy storage and grid management, renewable energy is becoming more feasible and more affordable. So now that we've explored the pros and cons of fossil fuels, nuclear, and renewable energy, let's tackle the big question. Should the government invest in renewable energy, or should we let the market solve the problem? On one hand, many may argue that the market should be left to its own devices. After all, innovation in energy technologies, especially in fields of solar, wind, and electric vehicles, has been happening at a rapid pace. The cost of solar panels has dropped dramatically, and wind turbines are more efficient, and electric vehicles are becoming more mainstream. The market incentives consumer demand for cleaner options. For example, might be enough to push the transition forward without government intervention. But on the other hand, government investment could accelerate the transition in ways that the private sector might not be able to do on its own. Clean energy and electric vehicle infrastructure require significant upfront investment in things like battery storage, technology, charging networks, and grid modernization. Areas where the private sector may be hesitant to invest without clear short-term returns. Government subsidized tax incentives and infrastructure development could create a level playing field, making renewable energy and electric vehicles more affordable and accessible to everyone. Plus, given the urgency of the climate crisis, many argue that we can't afford to wait for the market to figure it out on its own. Government action could create a more equitable and sustainable future by ensuring that the transition to a clean energy economy happens as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So, there you have it. The United States is at a critical juncture when it comes to energy. The choices we make today will shape our future environmentally, economically, and socially. Whether through market-driven innovation or targeted government investments, it's clear that we have to work together to build a sustainable energy future. Thank you for tuning into Energy Insights. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights into America's energy landscape and the role we play in shaping the future. As always, if you enjoyed today's discussion, please leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends and family. And I will be back next week with more energy conversations you won't want to miss. Until then, take care, stay informed, and keep thinking about the energy that powers your world.